Montana Attorney General Tim Fox is formally protesting new proposed fracking regulations from the Bureau of Land Management. Fracking is another term for hydraulic fracturing. It's a process of injecting water and chemicals into shale formations at very high pressure to release trapped oil and natural gas. The proposed rules would put in place safeguards to try and ensure water quality. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce says Attorney General Fox believes the state is doing a good job already.
Attorney General Tim Fox signed a letter to U.S. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell, along with four other attorneys general from Alabama, Alaska, Oklahoma, and West Virginia. The letter expresses strong objection to the fracking rules the BLM is considering. Fox's office says the attorney general nor anyone else was available to comment on this story. But in a press release, Fox says the states signing the letter already have well-trained staff who regulate fracking. He calls it another example of the federal government trying to complicate the way states regulate in the way that works for them. The new rules would force the disclosure of the chemicals used in fracking fluids on federal and tribal lands. They would also set up a framework for regulating the wells and wastewater from these drilling operations. Fox says the U.S. Supreme Court has decided the Federal Clean Water Act recognizes states' authority to regulate water use. Now, a regional environmental organization, the Northern Plains Resource Council, also does not have the best things to say about the BLM's proposed rules, but it's a little different.
Actually, in fact, they're not strong enough.
That's Deborah Hansen. She's a member of the Northern Plains Oil and Gas Task Force. She lives in Miles City. She believes neither the state or the federal rules appropriately regulate how the wells used in fracking operations are built.
We also don't think that it deals enough with requiring them to talk to landowners, to have no drill zones around homes and water supplies.
She believes Fox should be giving tighter regulations more thought.
As our attorney general, I always thought his job was to uphold our state constitution, which includes our right to a clean and healthful environment.
She says healthy water supplies are a very important piece of that. Oil and gas industry representatives say the proposed rules would be an expensive burden on business without enough clearly demonstrated benefit. The rules being considered by the BLM are a scaled-back version of a proposal pitched last year. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.